looking back in fragments. Summer still won't come. It's always the winter lake with a free of orange dusk that thrusts deep trees in deeper. Their leaves jump after. Wind clenches fingers, pulls you closer. If you don't break this memory, freeze framed in that now. But his place has shaped itself
to your bones,
taken home your name as hard ice in its mouth. The echo of his whispers
fills your mind, with snow.
A blizzard of thoughts
swell
to red-edged numbness. No summer thaws here. Note a poetics of glass, water. 1. Objective art was not reality, just one undiluted version of it. That was her belief. There were other taught thoughts, like her relationships. Not all of them held water. 2. At the heart of water's pulse, repetition, its rhythms against stone, and everything's return, river to sea, to cloud, to rain, to stream, to river, a fluid language. The bound sounds within are sometimes silver habit, other times muddy recognition, flowing from repetition, repetition slowing change, change frozen by this breaking, liquid motion now a solid, chain of invisible links, fixed in less glistening, the logic of reaching, emotional understanding, through the fact of repeating, is only partly mirrored in her life. 3. That winter, water refused to flow. The river froze, turned to cold glass. Her landscape metamorphosed. Veins became snow. 4. As if through water or glass darkly, here the very acts of habit form their unbreaking, those grounded in sense, and those formed unsoundly. 5. Clarity, noun. 1. Through glass starkly. 2. The most deceptive of illusions. 3. Whereby elision may become illusion. 6. As water trickles through rock. 7. The language of suffering still linked them, as if written into their blood by the evil genius of forsaken gods. Neither their words nor that pain could be watered down. 8. These fragments were later rescued from the ashes and burnt timbers of the ferryman's boathouse. It is believed the coldness of the stone foundations protected them from the fire, along with the Danic, the broken links of iron chains, and some unidentified human bones. The rest of the manuscript was never found, and the ferryman himself was presumed drowned.